When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Wednesdays, he joins us about this time to talk about the restaurant scene in the Chicago area. Hi, Phil Vitale. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good.
By the way, Phil, you're the restaurant critic. That's a not exactly a restaurant story, but it happened at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Do you have any wisdom about that story that we've been talking about this week?
No, I mean putting the best possible face on it for the manager who's I'm understanding is now out of a job is that he and the staff were trying their best to defuse the situation. Like if they tell the racist, well, no, you don't get to decide who sits next to you or something like that. Maybe they're afraid he's going to start yelling something and escalate the situation. I mean, they handled it all wrong.
What should the corporation do? What should the company do?
Well, the company has to, you know, so far what they did, they fired everyone who failed to handle this properly. They apparently have told that customer he is not welcome in any Buffalo Wild Wing store, any place, anytime for the rest of his natural life. They said all the right things about we do not tolerate this. We want to be inclusive. We want to be something like that. I mean, the request from this guy is so outrageous. I bet I would have, if in that person's shoes, I probably would have been stunned too. Someone said, could you move that couple? I really don't want to store that party. I really don't want to sit next to blank people. And I'd be, what? What year is this?
That's interesting because even that's what they were telling us yesterday was like, even the people in the party themselves, knowing that's what they're now walking into, were so stunned by what's happening that they didn't turn on their heel and walk out. They're like, wait a minute, what? As you know, they're sitting down still trying to get their head around it.
Exactly. Did I walk into a time machine? Where the hell am I?
I know, exactly.
It's horrifying. I mean, I can't imagine what is in the heart and mind of someone who would make that sort of request. I don't want to sit next to loud people. I can say that. I don't want to sit next to crying people if I can avoid it. But to sit there and call someone over to your table, if you're uncomfortable, what you say is you make some kind of face-saving request. Is it okay if I switch seats?
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Hey, listen, there's a big party over there, and whatever's in your heart, you don't have to announce it. Just say, I'm going to go to a quieter part of the restaurant. I'll sit on the other side of the bar.
Right. I'll sit at the bar.
Yeah.
I'll sit behind the bar. I'll sit under the bar. Just, you know, I will keep my issues to myself.
I will go to Hooters.
I'm not going to make you respond to my issue and put you in a horrible, horrible situation.
Well, I think a lot of people are wondering, who is this mystery man? He's out there somewhere. He's probably listening to the radio.
That's right.
I don't know if he's like feeling guilty about this or if he's like, hell yeah. I don't know what his attitude is.
I almost don't want to find out.
Yeah. 630, just one last thing about this. Phil texted in and said, John, the managers were fired. What that guy didn't want was screaming little kids next to him, and everybody mistook that for being, you don't want us near you because you're black, but that was not the case. 630, you can believe that if you want, but that's not the way anyone is telling the story. That just has no basis in fact. Even so,
and I have seen that argument several times on social media.
It's what I assumed the first time I heard it, Phil. The first time I was hoping that it was, okay, those are black people, but what it really is it's 18 of them and 12 of them are little basketball players. I don't want to sit next to little basketball players of any stripe anytime at a restaurant. And if you happen to be black, well, I still don't want to sit next to you, but it's not because you're black, it's because you're a basketball team. So
I suppose. But who goes into Buffalo Wild Wings saying, what I really don't want to see is a large group of sports fans in here? You saw the sign out front, right? You've seen the commercials.
And besides,
that's their bread and butter.
It really
is. Groups watching TV and cheering along with the game. You don't go there to read a book. You don't go there for a quiet moment of reflection. You're not going to propose somewhere around the dessert course, I'm assuming. It's a sports bar. loud 55 TV sports bar.
What do you say in your reviews sometimes? It's not conversation friendly.
It's not conversation friendly. It doesn't plan to be conversation friendly.
And
anybody who walks in there with that expectation hasn't been paying attention.
One last thing about this, and that is the notion that it was a mistaken identity thing. It wasn't the race. It was the volume of the kids. But remember, the very first interaction that the restaurant had with the group wasn't, hey, you're a large group. Can we put you in a corner where nobody else is? It was, there's a racist here, and he doesn't want to sit next to you. They owned it the very before they even sat down. The host says, that guy's a racist. He doesn't want to sit next to you. So there's no evidence that it was anything but that. That's all we got. You can't fix it.
Right.
How are you, Phil?
As my outrage ebbs, I'm fine.
Yeah. Let's take a deep breath. Talk about what you want to talk about. Are there good Mexican restaurants in Chicago, Phil Vitale?
One or two, three or four, nine or ten, yeah. We're real good at that in Chicago, I'm glad to say.
Yeah.
Today's review is of one of them.
Zucco, is that how you pronounce it? T-Z-U-C-O.
Yes, Zucco.
Zucco.
Right. It's actually half the name of a city, of a town in Mexico. The full name is Huitzuco, and it's where the chef was born.
I see. So we've got
so
this
instead
three
of
place. Carlos Gaten, right. Is that the chef we're talking about?
Yes, and he had a restaurant on Chicago Avenue in Westtown called Mexique, which had a very nice 10-year run before it had to close. And he went back to Mexico for a brief bit, where he has a restaurant in a nice resort on the near Playa del Carmen, which just got 5 diamonds from AAA. So this guy knows his stuff. But he wanted to get back to Chicago, and luckily for us, he made it happen. And he's up there. He's out here on in River North, doing exceptionally thoughtful food. His vision is Mexican food, but a lot of his training is French. So many of the dishes have a little bit of both to it. Certainly in the way he plates things and like that. It's really, I mean, he'll do an octopus, and it'll have the kind of seasoning you'd expect for Mexico. But then alongside of it is a potato, carrots, and peas in a tuna aioli, which could have come from Provence.
So this is a guy who has earned a Michelin star before, and you think
yes.
He's going to be due for one. You give it 3 stars. It's at 720
yeah.
North State Street, so not too far from where I am, actually, just west,
no.
And then a little bit north. It's downtown Chicago, if you will.
Yeah, it's the old Roy's place.
Zucco, and you say, here's just a couple of lines from you to you. It boasts a primitive, contemporary look, made of wood fabrics, dried plants, and other materials, all sourced from his hometown in Mexico. You say the steak tartare, if you are thinking about things to start with, formed atop a disc of guacamole. Steak tartare atop a disc of guacamole, topped with a lightly poached egg, and enlivened with pickled cauliflower and chipotle aioli. Was
yeah.
a star appetizer before, and that's still in his restaurant. You like the mussels, you like the spreads and bread, an assortment of breads and things to put on them. Fine, you said ceviches, a couple of those. But when we get to the main entrees, you say braised short ribs are rich and tender. Who doesn't love braised short ribs? Although I don't think of that as a Mexican dish, but here we go again, huh?
Exactly. It's a good protein. It's one that becomes almost ubiquitous in Chicago in when the cold weather arrives, which it has at least today, because it's just a great cold weather dish. It's kind of nurturing. It's kind of a gourmet pot roast, if you will. It's just really delicious and sticks to your ribs, as my mom used to say.
773 just texted in. Hey, I'm going to Playa del Carmen over Christmas break. What's the name of that restaurant that Phil just mentioned?
The name of the restaurant is Ha. Letter H followed by a small letter A.
Ha?
And it's in a resort on the Riviera Maya, which is what you pass by on your way to Playa del Carmen. It's in between Playa and Cancun. And you'll find it. Just look it up. H-A.
I wonder if HaHa Dix of the Chicago Bears has been there. And then you'd say, hey, HaHa, where did you go? And he'd say, ha. And you go, yeah, where did you go? And you could do that for hours.
Yes, yes, Abbott and Costello at the same time.
All right, let's do this. So one more time now, the name of this restaurant is called Zucco, T-Z-U-C-O. You're listening to 720 WGN. It's at 720 North State. That's a nice memory crutch for you and me if you like Mexican with a French twist. All right, Phil's Flash Fry, some restaurants and some tidbits that you need to know that you've either asked in the past or you can ask right now. Our number's 312-981-7200. Call or text the restaurant critic at the Tribune, Phil Vitale.
I'm going to feed around my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite.
All right, Phil, here we go. This is the segment whose introduction is usually longer than the segment. It's not always well planned by me, to be honest with you. Let's do this, Phil. There were some that came in last week and some that we've got this week. People just asking questions or making comments for your reaction. What should we start with? You've got some from last week, right, Phil?
Right. I wrote them down. Someone asked, please, Phil, what is the name of the cookbook you spoke with Dean Richards about a couple of Sundays ago?
Ah.
It included Orion Samuelson's baked beans. And my first confession is Dean didn't have me on the show a couple of weeks ago, so that wasn't me talking. I really like the show, but it wasn't me.
Right.
My best guess, Orion's got a new book out called, it's a biography called You Can't Dream Big Enough. It says autobiography, and that sounds like fun, but I suspect that the cookbook they must have been talking about was the WGN Radio Family Cookbook Volume 2. It came out in 2008, and it does have that recipe in there.
And I don't know where you will find that. Maybe online, somebody's selling it. That happens.
I found it on Amazon.
If the price is right, I got one.
I remember we would put those together. We did it for a couple of years. We'd all give favorite recipes, and I'd say to my wife, because Brenda does the cooking at our place, I'd say, "Hey, Brenda, what's that Texas caviar? That sort of." Stuff that you put on chips when people come to our house. It's like a mix of beans and onions and vinegar, and it's really, really delicious. And she gave it to me, but she's kind of looking at me like, you know, this is my favorite recipe to serve, or one of our specialties. If we put it in the cookbook, now everybody's going to have it. So you sort of feel like you do want to share it, but by the same token, you don't want to share it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, in terms of steakhouses, how do you feel about Steak 48 on Wabash, says one of our texters?
Steak 48 comes from Arizona, hence the name, since Arizona was the 48th state to join the Union.
Ah.
And it is from the people that originated the Mastro's Steakhouse concept, which they sold a number of years ago. And now that their non-compete has expired, because there is a Mastro's Steakhouse in Chicago, they have expanded their Steak 48. And it's a high-end, you know, prime or certified Angus beef steakhouse. And it's very pretty. And it's a new construction spot in River North. And it's very attractive. Some really good... really good side dishes in there, and the steaks I've had have been very, very good.
Very, very good. Okay, that's all nice. That's all well and good. I'm sensing just a little reservation in your voice there. Like, yeah, a steak downtown Chicago is always going to be good, but there's other places you'd go before you went to Steak 48?
Possibly. I have to think about it. There are some steakhouses that really resonate with me a little better. It's, you know, it comes down to style points mostly. Most of them have access to superior beef, and most of them have very good service. And then there's some other things you might look for, like that Maple and Ash, for instance, up in the Gold Coast. That wine list and beverage cocktail program is one of the things that sort of tips it in for me.
Yeah, Maple and Ash. You've mentioned them before. You got another one on your Phil's Flash Fry list there.
Somebody we talked to, we talk about no reservation spots the last couple of weeks, and how it was a big trend, and now it's a little uneven. Now it's kind of annoying when you find it. And someone pointing out that, John, you always rave about a schnala, the supper club up in Lake Delton, and they do not take reservations. People wait hours and spend lots of money on liquor while they wait.
Gosh, that's I did that. I spent hours waiting to get in, and I did have a couple Manhattans before we were seated.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot they don't take reservations, and you got to drive.
Well, now they're closed for the closed for the winter, so they they close the end of October. So see you in the spring, so you don't have to worry about it yet.
If you went there now.
Yeah, there'd be no wait.
You'd be first in line for when they open in the spring.
Exactly. And you wouldn't be spending money on cocktails because there's no one to serve you.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be spending money on cocktails. So let's do this. This is the assignment for next week, Phil. 847. We just started for Christmas to create memories instead of collecting things. I will be taking six people to dinner to celebrate in the city. I'm looking for reasonable prices, Phil, $100 per person, but maybe also with something fun to do there. I'm not sure what fun to do there is, but so we're going to have, instead of spending $100 on your gift, I'm going to spend $100 for you or less on dinner for Christmas in the city. Could you give us three suggestions this time next week?
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
First of all, and also the restaurants who are listening right now, feel free to email me and say, pick me, and tell me why.
Pick Phil Vitale, ChicagoTribune.com/dining. Always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.